Does your heart ache to tell the truth about me?
I am that.
ever been achieved through denial. Your desires change as even larger realities are glimpsed. It is not unusual, therefore, for people to simply desire less. There's more where that came from.
You cannot be what you do not know yourself to be. That is why you have been given this life. Being made of body, mind, and spirit. When body, mind, and soul create together in harmony and in unity, God is made flesh. Then does the soul know itself in its own experience. Then do the heavens rejoice. Your soul has brought you to the words you are listening to right now. What will you choose to be now? Have I not said, ye are gods? Inspiration equals conceive. Father equals parenting. Equals create. Experience. I am the Alpha and the Omega. Have I not told you that in my kingdom there are many mansions?
Religion is your attempt to speak of the unspeakable. It does not do a very good job. What you conceive, you create. What you create, you experience. What you experience, you conceive. It's as simple and as complex as that. Know this, you have a right to your joy. You are such a messenger. Severely damaging mental condition. It poisons the body, and its effects are virtually irreversible. Fear is the opposite of everything you are. Not so very long ago, you feared me. Now you love me. And I love you. This is God work we're up to, you and I. So keep on.
listening to right?
Would you not be better off to think the thought you want to think than those of others? One does not do some things in order to be compassionate. One is compassionate and hence acts in a certain way.
That was not just a pretty saying or a nifty concept.
Listening to one's soul. Learn what is the soul's desire and go with that. Go with the soul. Go with the soul. What the soul is after is the highest feeling of love you can imagine. This is the soul's desire. This is its purpose. You judge yourself for wanting to laugh, wanting to cry, wanting to win, wanting to lose, wanting to experience joy and love. Especially do you judge yourself for that. Somewhere you've come across the idea that to deny yourself joy is godly. Denial, you've told yourself, is goodness. All your life you have spent convincing yourself that you are bad. Not only that you are bad, but that the things you want are bad. Sex is bad, money is bad, joy is bad, power is bad, having a lot is bad. A lot of anything. You've even created religions that tell you that you are born in sin, that you are sinners at birth, in order to convince yourselves of your own evil. Yet if I told you you are born of God, that you are pure gods and goddesses at birth, pure love. Do you grasp its implication? Right now. For not only am I speaking to you, but to every person who is listening to these words. To each of them am I now speaking. I know who every one of them is. I know now who will find their way to these words. And I know that just as with all my other communications. Some will be able to hear. Some will be able to only listen. Some will hear nothing. Accept his son, offspring, likeness, but you recoil at being called his equal. It is too much to accept. Too much bigness, too much wonderment, too much responsibility. For if you are God's equal, that means nothing is being done to you and all things are created by you. There can be no more victims, no more villains, only outcomes of your thought.
If you cast your eyes into infinity, from millions of miles past of yesterday, sure you've traveled far, but never lost your way.
Yea, let all those who have ears to hear listen. For I tell you this, at the critical juncture in all human relationships, there is only one question. What would love do now? This truth revolves around an even greater one. What you do for yourself, you do for another. What you do for another, you do for the self. Because you and the other are one. And this is because there is not but you. Relative world, so that you might have the tools with which to know and experience who you really are. Protection, love that cannot be lost.
Joy,
people enter into relationships with an eye toward what they can get out of them rather than what they can put into them. Of these, my brethren, ye have done it unto me.
I talk to everyone.
All the time.
The question is not to whom do I talk,
but who listens.
Is the language of the soul. If you want to know what's true for you about something, look to how you're feeling about it. Invite you to a new form of communication with God. In truth, it is you who have invited me. For I have come to you in this form in answer to your call.
By your faith shall ye be healed.
The highest thought is always that thought which contains joy. The clearest words are those words which contain truth. The grandest feeling is that feeling which you call love. Joy, truth, love. These three are interchangeable, and one always leads to the other. It matters not which order they are placed. You cannot know God until you stop telling yourself that you already know God. You cannot hear God until you stop thinking that you've already heard God. I cannot tell you my truth until you stop telling me yours. But I am the great unseen, not what I cause myself to be in any particular moment. In a sense, I am what I am not. It is from the am-notness that I come. And to it I always return.
Are you going to be in a place called fear or in a place called love? Where are you? And where are you coming from as you encounter life?
Do you really want an answer to all these questions, or are you just venting? faith. If you have but the faith of a mustard seed, you shall move mountains. Listen to your highest thoughts. Listen to your experience. Whenever any of these differ from what you've been told by your teachers or read in your books, forget the words. Words are the least reliable purveyor of truth. Ignore them once truly heard. Thus will our communication begin in earnest. You are such a messenger.
For you are not fear.
Thank you.
truth is, there's only one of us.
Won't be worth the fight.
With truth
and life.